GOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for the 2015-2016 fiscal year and beyond.
A critical component of improving the safety and security of our citizens is strengthening the performance and accountability framework of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF. It is for this reason the JCF has implemented a new fleet management system and undertaken a major overhaul of its transport and repairs division. This to ensure the care and servicing of the motor vehicles. More police service vehicles are available to the men and women of the force to improve mobility, as well as the response times to calls for police aid. Approximately $35 million will also be spent on vehicle upgrade.
We are ensuring that we overhaul our transport and maintenance division at Kingston and at various areas to deal with the repairs and maintenance of police vehicles so that they can be kept on the roads.
The system will be used to care for vehicles already in operation as well as the new additions.
In the next year or two, we're going to be hoping to do much better in relation to the care and servicing of our motor vehicles, not only at the garages, but also at the stations.
The system will also ensure greater accountability for persons who drive police service vehicles.
It is a whole system-wide improvement in terms of what we do with our vehicles to ensure that they are kept on the roads. We are also implementing a new regime to ensure that the drivers who drive these motor vehicles take much better care of them.
The JCF received another boost to its fleet with the acquisition of 60 motorcycles to enhance its operational and traffic management capabilities. The vehicles, valued at over $57 million, are expected to improve the response time and mobility of the JCF. Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams says of the total, 10 will be assigned to the traffic division, while the others will be deployed for operational purposes island-wide.
The 10 traffic bikes will be used to deal with the traffic problems across the country. The 50 trail bikes will be used to combat predial larceny across the rural or farming divisions, as well as to deal with quick response or calls for service in some of the rural areas and in some urban communities.
Dr. Williams says this acquisition brings the total to 27, including 10 Toyota Hilux pickups donated by the Tourism Enhancement Fund to the JCF since the start of the year. The 10 units will be deployed to resort areas across the island to help in the fight against crime. The areas include St. James, Westmoreland, and St. Anne, which are to receive two vehicles each, while Portland, St. Mary, Kingston, and Trelawney will receive one each. All vehicles will be monitored by the newly installed fleet management system.
It is going to ensure that we are able to properly track and account for each service vehicle, motorbike or car or pickup. All service vehicles will be subject to this fleet management system, and we will be able to track and account for their movements and operation from the time they were acquired to the time they will be disposed of. This fleet management system will also ensure that we have regular service maintenance for the vehicles. This will flag each time a vehicle is due for servicing, thereby extending their lives. It will also ensure that we ascertain the cost of operating these vehicles so that when the vehicles become inefficient and too costly to maintain, that we find alternative uses or we dispose of them.
All vehicles will also be assigned to the areas of greatest need.
We are going to ensure that we prioritize these police stations so that citizens across the country can get the kind of police response that they deserve when they call the police for service.
An additional 75 new vehicles to include police trucks, cars, and pickups will be acquired by the end of October. Strengthening the operational capacity of the Jamaica Constabulary Force is in keeping with the government's strategic priority of preserving and enhancing a secure environment for all Jamaicans.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.